Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has managed some success in convincing state and territory leaders to sign up to a new hospital deal. The federal government is offering $30 billion in extra funding, with the overall package set at $128 billion. Mr Turnbull, speaking at the end of a COAG meeting with state and territory leaders, says two states are now on board.
New South Wales and Western Australia have today signed an agreement, the heads of agreement, that will see an additional $9 billion and more than $3.5 billion flow into their state hospital systems over 5 years from 2020.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she was happy to sign up.
I would not have signed the agreement today if I didn't think it was fair, if I didn't think it was a strong one and a certain one. And to have certainty for any of us for the next 7 and a bit years at the current growth rate of 6.5%, in my view, is an extremely fair proposition.
West Australia's Labor Premier Mark McGowan says it was a difficult choice.
It was a line ball decision for me, and I would have liked to have seen more money from the Commonwealth, but I think I made the right decision on the basis of providing certainty for Western Australia.
But other state and territory leaders argue the offer shortchanges their constituents. South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill says more needs to be done to sweeten the deal. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says money is still owed to Victoria under the current arrangement, making negotiating difficult. But Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says while her state is also owed back pay, she's open to making a deal.
If that back pay comes in, because we're owed about $170 million, if that is forthcoming, we would be satisfied.
Mr Turnbull has assured leaders the situation will be dealt with shortly.
The reconciliation matter that the Premier of Queensland mentioned will be resolved in the next couple of months by the independent authority.
Meanwhile, states and territories will be given their own sets of targets to help close the gap on Indigenous disadvantage. Mr Turnbull says the move demonstrates a shared commitment to do things with, not to, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Daniel Andrews says that's very important.
Listening to those who know so very personally about the need for Aboriginal justice and the need for Indigenous self-determination and the closing of that gap, I think that was a humbling experience.
ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr says all the state and territory leaders have the same focus on that issue.
We all recognise in our own states and territories we have differing needs and differing responses to close the gap, but we are all committed to do this.
The Close the Gap review is now expected in October. Premiers and chief ministers have agreed to formally respond to the recommendations of the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse by June. The federal government wants the states and territories and institutions such as churches to sign up to a national redress scheme scheduled to start on July the 1st. The Prime Minister says COAG acknowledges there is no higher responsibility for adults than keeping children safe. Mr Turnbull says the scourge of bullying has been addressed, though. He says there was consensus that every step possible should be taken to reduce bullying, whether online or offline. Anastasia Palaszczuk says there was a strong response on the matter from all leaders.
There is a clear path forward for our education ministers to look at what's happening in terms of awareness and tackling this issue at an educational level. That'll come back to COAG and hopefully we can have a national summit later on the year.
But Australia's premiers and chief ministers are deeply divided over possible changes to the way GST revenues are split between the states and territories. Mark McGowan says Western Australia has lost $2.5 billion from its GST share.
So I need certainty in our revenue. If the GST was fixed, well then obviously things might be different. And what I'd like to see is an acknowledgement across the board by all levels of government across Australia that the GST system is broken, because it obviously is.
Malcolm Turnbull refused to enter the debate before the Productivity Commission produces its final report. Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.